Word first about our soloist, Miss Chung. Kyung-hwa Chung, the youngest daughter of a prominent Seoul, Korea lawyer, is a member of a remarkable musical family. She has a cellist sister and a pianist brother. She made her formal debut at the age of 9 with the Seoul Philharmonic and was joint winner of the Levin-Tritt competition with Pinka Zukerman in 1967. Prior to winning the competition, she had studied for 7 years with Ivan Golemian at Juilliard. Miss Chung made her European debut with Andrei Previn and the London Symphony Orchestra in 1970. Miss Chung's concert instrument is the famous Harrison Stradivarius, so named for its late 19th century owner, Richard Harrison, a distinguished London solicitor and excellent amateur violinist. Béla Bartók composed the second violin concerto in Budapest over a period of 17 months, bridging 1937 and 38. He was in his middle 50s. The first performance was given in Amsterdam in 1939 with Willem Mengelberg conducting. Tossi Spivakovsky and the Cleveland Orchestra gave the American premiere in 1943. Artur Rudzinski conducted. With Serge Koussevitzky and the Boston Symphony, Yehudi Menuhin played the concerto in December of 1945, 2 months after the death of the composer. Until fairly recently, this concerto was considered to be Bartók's only violin concerto. After his death, however, an early concerto written in 1908 was found to exist in manuscript and was performed in Basel in 1958. Now coming on stage is our soloist, Kyung-hwa Chung, with Seiji Ozawa, Violin Concerto No. 2 by Béla Bartók.
Thank you.
Violin Concerto No. 2 by Béla Bartók, Yang Hua-chung was soloist with Seiji Ozawa and Boston Symphony Orchestra. Returning to the stage, Miss Chung with Seiji Ozawa. Once again, the solo bow this time for Yang Hua-chung. With the concerto, we come to the midpoint of this full-length broadcast concert, part of the 95th season of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Seiji Ozawa, music director. The audience here in Symphony Hall is awaiting the return to the stage of Seiji Ozawa to open the second half of his old Bartók concert with a first performance by the orchestra of Divertimento for strings. There are three movements, Allegro non troppo, Molto adagio, and Allegro assai. Béla Bartók composed the Divertimento in the summer of 1939 when he was 58. It was written for the Basel Chamber Orchestra, which gave the premiere under the direction of Paul Sacher in May of 1940. Vladimir Goldschmann and the St. Louis Symphony gave the American premiere later that same year. As George H.L. Smith points out in his notes for the Cleveland Orchestra, the Divertimento belongs to the last decade of Bartók's life in Europe and America. Beginning with the music for stringed instruments, percussion and celesta of 1936, it started to simplify his style of composition, leaving behind many of the complexities of his earlier works. The Divertimento fully exploits the resources of the string orchestra. The various sections are frequently divided, and there is much use of solo instruments, sometimes with various string choirs, sometimes as a string quartet, and in various other combinations, much in the nature of the Baroque Concerto Grosso. From his earliest years in Hungary, Bartók hated the political and cultural influence of nearby Germany. He fiercely resented the Habsburg domination of Hungary. He refused to speak German except when absolutely necessary, and he turned away from German music. As Hitler's power grew, and as Mussolini appeared stronger and more belligerent, Bartók refused to allow his music to be broadcast where it might be heard in Germany or Italy. At first, although the situation for Hungary became more and more precarious, Bartók continued to be a productive composer. There was the music for strings, percussion, and celesta, the sonata for two pianos and percussion, a work which he transformed into a concerto for two pianos and orchestra, Microcosmos for piano, and of course the second violin concerto. But then, following the tensions brought on by Munich, Mr. Ozawa is now on stage with the Bartók Divertimento for String Orchestra. Thank you.
Thank you.
Divertimento for String Orchestra by Béla Bartók, the first Boston Symphony performance, Seiji Ozawa conducted. Mr. Ozawa is back on stage. Signal for the orchestra to stand with him as he comes down the risers to the podium. In a few moments, Seiji Ozawa will be back on stage to bring his Boston Symphony concert to a close with Bartók's suite from The Miraculous Mandarin. The work was composed in 1918 and 1919 when Bartók was in his late 30s. The first performance with the ballet took place in Cologne in 1926. He was banned after the opening performance. The extraordinarily sordid story with its admirably suited music proved too much for audiences and governmental authorities. As a matter of fact, even though the work finally, as a concert piece, did make its way into the symphonic concert repertoire, later attempts at ballet realizations have not survived. The concert version comprises the first two-thirds of the score intact, with only two very small cuts. As James Lyons in his program notes pointed out, it's incomprehensible that Bartók could really have expected a typical ballet pickup orchestra to cope with the ferocious demands of the score. The number of players required would hardly fit in any ordinary theater pit. The extremely ugly and intensive and energetic music, which so complements the grisly story that might well be likened to the magnificent ugliness and horror of some of the early German masterpieces, such as those of Matthias Grunewald. Laying it on the line, Mr. Lyons plainly holds that Bartók asked for every bit of the trouble and the neglect that accrued to his three works for the stage. The 1911 opera, Bluebeard's Castle, and the two ballets, The Wooden Prince, composed between 1914 and 1916, and The Miraculous Mandarin of 1919. As to the opera and the earlier of the two ballets, Bartók's difficulties were occasioned by the fact that his librettist scenarist, Béla Balázs, was an avowed communist, all of whose works were banned when the man was exiled from Hungary with the collapse shortly after World War I of the Béla Kun regime. That no Marxist influence is discernible in either of the two works was clearly beside the point. The trouble and consequent neglect invited by The Miraculous Mandarin was of quite another order. The story was simply too sordid for ballet audiences. Although murder and mayhem in ancient Greece had been acceptable, at least in the world of modern dance, the action of The Miraculous Mandarin was simply anathema. We'll try to get some of the ballet story in for you. In a shabby room in the slums, three tramps bent on robbery force a girl to lure in prospective victims from the street. A down-at-the-heel cavalier and a timid youth who succumb to her attractions are found to have thin wallets and are thrown out. The third guest is the eerie mandarin. His impassivity frightens the girl, who tries to unfreeze him by dancing, but when he feverishly embraces her, she runs from him in terror. After a wild chase, he catches her, at which point the three tramps leap from their hiding places, rob him of everything he has, and try to smother him under a pile of cushions. But he gets to his feet, his eyes fixed passionately upon the girl. They run him through with a sword. He's shaken, but his desire is stronger than his wounds, and he hurls himself on her. They hang him up, but it's impossible for him to die. Only when they cut him down and the girl takes him into her arms do his wounds begin to bleed, and he dies. The foregoing has been said to delineate the unconquerable power of human aspiration even beyond death itself. Specifically, the suite follows the scenario straight from the climactic moment of the mandarin's wild pursuit of a girl. Mr. Ozawa is back on stage for a suite from The Miraculous Mandarin. From the Miraculous Mandarin by Béla Bartók, Seiji Ozawa conducted the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Seiji Ozawa has been recalled. He signaled for Harold Wright, principal clarinet, to stand. Trombone section. Chester Smith, tuba. Now the trumpet. Now the orchestra. Here again is Seiji Ozawa. With the Miraculous Mandarin Suite, we come to the end of another full-length broadcast concert, part of the 95th season of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Seiji Ozawa, music director, conducting. Heard earlier in this old Bartók program, Violin Concerto No. 2, and a first Boston Symphony performance of Divertimento for String Orchestra. The soloist for the concerto, Kyung-Hwa Chung. For the next Boston Symphony concert of the 1975-76 winter season, James Levine, music director of the Metropolitan Opera Company of New York, will be back as guest conductor. There will be music by Debussy and Schumann, Image for Orchestra by Claude Debussy, and Symphony No. 2 and C by Robert Schumann. Seiji Ozawa and the Boston Symphony record for Deutsche Grammophon and Philips Records. This program was produced by Jordan M. Whitelaw for the Boston Symphony Transcription Trust, Richard L. K., manager, the engineer William Busick, and this is William Pierce inviting you to be with us again next week.